Many of us have gone the wrong way because we can't figure out his way.
Dr. Tony Evans says we can get all the spiritual insight we need when we start taking God seriously.
God's ways are available to those who walk away from their wickedness and return to him.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. Even when we're committed to following God's will, we're often not completely sure what it is. So today, Dr. Evans will help us discover how to get the spiritual insight we need to understand where the Lord is headed. Let's join him.
The fear of God is the foundation. The Bible says, Isaiah 33 says, it's the key to unlocking the treasures. When you and I are speaking to someone and we don't quite know which way they're going, we will raise the question either to them or maybe to ourselves, what are they up to? You have a sneaking suspicion that there's more to this than what you're hearing or seeing. What are they up to? I would like you to know today, God's always up to something. It's just not always clear what he's up to. The Bible would call this the ways of God. Let me start with Psalm 25. Psalm 25. David says in verse 4, make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in the truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. For thee I wait all the day. Show me what you're up to. He goes down in verse 12 of this psalm and says, who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. Here he connects fearing God with knowing God's way so that you can know your way. It says the fear of the Lord leads to spiritual insight. Why is it so important to ask this question? Well, let's go to our passage, Isaiah chapter 55, where Isaiah wants you to know something, and don't you ever forget it. Isaiah 55, verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways, declares the Lord. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. As high as the heaven is above the earth, so that is the distance between us. I am infinite, you are finite. I am limitless, you are limited. I am creator, you are created. It isn't even close. One of the great attributes of God is his independence. He doesn't have to go anywhere for anything, because everything he needs for anything, he already has. That is the doctrine of his independence. The problem is that the finite cannot comprehend the infinite unless the infinite reveals it. But our challenge in living in this world, but wanting it to be from him, is knowing his ways. God, if you'd only show me what you're doing, then I could know what I'm supposed to be doing. But if I don't know what you're doing, then I don't know what my way should be, because I don't know what your way is. So show me your way so that I can go the right way. You see, many of us have gone the wrong way because we can't figure out his way. So we wind up saying, Lord, bless my way, when it's not his way, therefore it's the wrong way. What keeps us from perceiving his way, his thoughts, especially since they're way out there, higher as the heaven is above the earth? What keeps us from perceiving his way? I love Psalm 103, verse 7. It says that God showed Moses his ways, and his acts he showed to the children of Israel. He didn't show his ways to the children of Israel because it said they didn't fear God. he showed the children of Israel his acts. It says Moses, who feared God, he showed him his ways. See, a lot of us are familiar with the acts of God who know nothing of the ways of God. He says in verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon the Lord while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous forsake his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon for my thoughts and not your thoughts. So the word for in verse 8 is based on what he said in verse 6 and 7. He says what he says in 6 and 7 because that's getting in the way of us benefiting from verse 8. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Why can't I get in on your thoughts since they're not my thoughts? Because they're static on the line. I have a DSS system, satellite system, and one day a few weeks ago during the storm, the picture went out. And at the bottom of the screen came the phrase, searching for the signal. A lot of folks are searching for the signal. They're looking all over. God, I can't find a picture. I'm not seeing what you're doing. I'm not understanding what you're doing. I don't know your thoughts and I don't know your ways. And God, I'm searching for a signal. God, I go to church and I'm searching for a signal. I talk to folk and I'm searching for a signal. I'm reading the newspaper. I'm even looking through the horoscopes, searching for a signal. I'm searching for a signal because I can't get a clear picture. How come I can't get a clear picture? And God is saying there is inclement weather in your life. There's static on the line. And the static is covering up the picture, so I can't show you my ways and I can't show you my thoughts. You're messing with the signal. If you want to find God's way, you got to be walking on God's street. And the name of God's street, he says, is the highway called holiness. Isaiah 35:8 says, if you want to know God's way, you got to be driving on his highway. You cannot drive on your highway and discover his way. You got to be on his road. And it's called, he says, the highway of holiness. And who are the people on that highway? The people who want to find his way. When there is unaddressed sin in our lives, when there's an unwillingness to come to face with it, to come to grips with it, to acknowledge it, we are not driving on the sacred highway of God. We're driving on our own road. Moses could change God's mind because he knew what God was up to. God's ways are not available to everybody. God's ways are available, he says, to those who walk away from their wickedness in action and thought and return to him. Do it while there's still an opportunity. If you're here today and judgment has not yet fallen, that means time has not yet run out. If you're going to accept Christ, it is to your advantage to do that before you die. Because once you die, you can't make that decision. Well, now he's talking to his people and he's saying, address the sin before the judgment falls. But the benefit is that you can now plug into my way. And you'll now see what I'm doing in heaven, so you'll know what to do with the rest of your life on earth. You won't have to live life as a guesswork. How do you do that? Well, the Bible has a great word for it. It's called repentance. Repentance starts off with confession. Confession means to agree with God about your sin. It means you don't hide it. You don't cover it up. You don't pretend that nothing's wrong. You must agree with God that that thing in your life that's not like God is in fact sin. If we confess, that is agree with God about our sin. It means coming clean with God. When you do that, then what you have done is postured yourself for his thoughts. You're now positioned to pick up the signal because you've removed the inclement weather that has blocked it from coming into your life and your world. Many of us struggle with allergies. The pollen and the dust causes us to sneeze, and we need some better air. so that we can breathe again. Sin makes the air bad so that we become allergic to the ways of God. God wants us to know his ways, to know what he says and why he said it for us. Now, this leads to one of the great couple of verses in the Bible on the manifestation of God through his word. How am I going to know God's way? I dealt with my sin. I've confessed it, and I'm turning from it. What's motivating me to turn from it? One, I don't want judgment, but I do want him. And I want to know his ways. I want to know his plan for my life. I want to know what he's doing with me and through me in the situation I'm going through. I want to know how he wants to use it to make me better. I'm going through a test. I'm going through a temptation. I want to know why he sent it. What spiritual purpose is it that he's allowed it? How can I grow through it? God, show me your way. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. James chapter 1, verse 5. Show me what you're doing. I don't want to walk in darkness anymore. I don't want to walk in lack of clarity anymore. I want to know what you're up to in my life. So I've gotten rid of the bad weather. And now God's ready to show you something. Watch this now, because it gets sweet here. Verse 10. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word, which goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. He says, before I make my point, let me give you my illustration. So he starts with the illustration. He says, as the rain comes down from heaven. Remember? My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Follow me now. As high as the heaven is above the earth, so are my ways different than your ways. Therefore, if I'm going to know his ways, I need some rain. I need something to come from up there and flow down here so that I can down here get the benefit from up there. Are you with me? In order for the earth to get soaked, something got to come from up there. Up there must take the initiative for me to benefit down here. I can't make it rain. Only God can make it rain. But let me tell you what I do. I need it to rain. It rains for a reason. He says, when it rains from heaven, its reason is to come down to earth so that the ground will bear fruit and stuff will sprout. Then he says, when it bears fruit and sprouts, it produces seed. So whatever comes up has got the ingredients in it to do more of it. In other words, the rain sets a whole bunch of stuff in motion in order to produce something, watch this, good. It's good to you and it's good for you. And guess where the rain comes from? It comes from above. Now, what's his point? His point is not rain. Rain is his illustration of his point. He says, and so is my word. Where does my word come from? Same place rain comes from above. He said, when I send my word forth, revelation, and it enters your life in order to produce and sprout something, I'm not taking that word back until it's finished what it was sent here to do. And it was sent here to do one thing, produce something new. It was sent here to sprout something. In other words, when you hear revelation, God sending his word, if there is no illumination, no use of his word, no enlightenment by his word, so that there's no production of his word, then that is revelation that has not yet benefited you. It's still revelation. It's still God's word if it's based on truth.
Dr. Evans will come back with more on the difference between revelation and illumination, so stay with us. Right now, though, he's here to share a thought with us.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed the message and it's blessed you thus far. We'll return to it in just a moment. But I wanted to take a second to invite you and ask you to consider a special year-end gift to the Ministry of the Urban Alternative. Your gift is needed to help us to end the year strong and enter the new year stronger. You know, the cost of broadcasting, both on radio and television, is quite expensive. And all the things necessary to produce that broadcast and to have the staff to support that broadcast and to service those who are blessed by that broadcast, you know, it does come at a cost. Would you help us to defray that cost if you are being blessed by this ministry through a generous year-end gift to the Urban Alternative? And along with your prayers, it'll go a long way to continue blessing you and many others.
Again, none of our outreach efforts would be possible without the investment of listeners just like you. That's why if you can help us out today with a year-end contribution of any size, we'd like to say thanks by sending you a CD copy of our featured series for this month, The Best of Tony Evans 2018. It's a compilation of 10 of Tony's most popular messages of the past year, digging into subjects like reversing the effects of anxiety, making a U-turn when your life goes off course, discovering how your faith can make a difference when it really matters, and much more. And it's our gift when you visit TonyEvans.org and make any donation, large or small. Remember, today's the last day this special offer is available, so don't miss out. Visit TonyEvans.org or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, right now, Dr. Evans is back with more of today's lesson. Let's join him.
Built in the God's Word is the power to produce what the Word was sent to do. In other words, if it rains, you don't have to find wetness. Wetness is built in the water. Guess what he's saying about his word? He says, my word, revelation, when it is received in the ground, properly, illumination, has built in it what the life needs to produce the change and the production and the growth that you're looking for. You don't have to go outside of what I sent to get what I want you to have, because wet is built in the water. So the accomplishment is built in. God says, let there be light. The next verse says, and it was so. When God said, let there be light, he didn't have to go find light. Light was built in to the word. He said, let the water be separated from the land. The verse says, and it was so. He said, let the ocean be filled with all kind of fish. And the Bible says, and it was so. Guess what else it says? It says, and it was good. It was so, and it was good, because it was all built in. Guess what? When God sends forth his word, what you need from it is built into it. When God sends forth his word, what you need from it is built into it. That's why he can say, when he says in Isaiah 46, verses 10 and 11, just back a few chapters, he says this, Isaiah 46, verse 10 and 11, these words. He says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established and I will accomplish all my good pleasure, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my purpose from a far country, truly I have spoken, truly I will bring it to pass, I have planned it, surely I will do it. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the great truth you're hearing today is that from God's word, you have all the ingredients for the production in your life to know his ways, to know his purpose, to know his counsel. That's why Jesus could say, man does not live by bread alone. You don't just live by Sunday after church dinner. Man doesn't live by bread alone. He says, man lives by what? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. This is your life. Man dies for lack of my word. Many here today are physically alive but spiritually dead because the word has not been allowed to take root in your life. There is revelation without illumination. That is an openness to address the sin so that the word of God is free to bring about the change. If there is no change and you sit under the word week after week, year after year, decade after decade, Either you're not saved or you are saved, but there is static on the line. Because God's word has in it the ingredients for transformation. It's built into it. You don't have water and then search for wet. It's part of the word. It's already there. That's why Moses could say to the children of Israel, he said, this word is your life. You live by your response to the word. And your response to the word brings illumination to revelation. Revelation is simply what God discloses. That is his word. Illumination is my understanding of that word in relationship to something being produced in my life. Illumination is turning up the light so I can finally see something. We do not see what God is up to. We don't know what God is trying to do in our life. We go through a bad time and all we see is a bad day. We don't see how, why God allowed this time in my life for his spiritual purposes. All we see is people are getting on my nerves. We don't ever look at why God allowed these people at this time in my life for his supernatural purposes. All we see is I was fired from my job. But we don't see why God allowed me to lose this job because of where he wants me to go or where he's taking me in my life. We don't see his way. All we see is it's raining. We don't see his divine reasons. Remember now, his way is not going to be your way. It's not going to be the normal human way of doing it. So if you're trying to figure out God, you're wasting your time. I mean, if you can't even figure out your mate and you've been with them for years, if you can't figure out your children, and you've been living with them for years. If you can't figure out the people you work with, you've been working there for years. How are you going to figure out God? So let's save you a lot of time and a lot of frustration, aggravation, irritation, exacerbation. Let's just chill. You're not going to figure God out. Not without jumping through a window first. You're not going to do it. His ways are not your way. So he has to reveal that to you. And the only way he's going to reveal it is if there's no static on the line. Somebody here this morning needs to get rid of some static so you can find out his ways so that you can stop wasting more years of your life. There are people sitting here today and you have wasted years of your life, and a lot of those years were wasted in church. They were wasted in church because there was revelation with no illumination, and the word has not been able to go full cycle. It hadn't been able to come back up because it has not yet accomplished its purpose in you. So it's being hidden and suppressed when God wants to break open that seed and produce something beautiful in your life. And guess what? God's not going to change your circumstances until he gets your attention. And that is accomplishing his purpose in your life.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about how we can receive the insight God wants to give us, then put those discoveries to work. If you'd like a full-length copy of today's lesson, we have that available for you. Search for the title, The Blessing of Spiritual Insight, when you visit us at tonyevans.org. When you do, don't miss your last chance to request this month's featured series, The Best of Tony Evans 2018, a powerful assortment of the most popular messages of the past year. Remember, if you can help support Tony's ministry with a gift of any amount as we wrap up 2018, you'll get this 10-lesson set as our thank you gift. As Dr. Evans has said, nothing we do at The Urban Alternative could happen without the faithful, ongoing support of friends like you. That's why we're depending on you today to help us finish this year strong and start next year without having to cut back on any of our outreaches or radio stations. All the information you need is waiting for you at tonyevans.org or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will give us the ultimate biblical example of being in the right place at the right time as he begins a series on the life of Esther and the lessons she can teach us. In the meantime, have a safe and wonderful New Year's Eve. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.